Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, where you at the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes after this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Welcome to All Bars Radio. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. We holding it down, doing the damn thing. 347-857-4302. It's Brooklyn Black with Nikki Barbs and the Angel. Boss Bob holding it down. Give us a few minutes. We have everything back in order. We're definitely doing the damn thing. We got a great show for you guys tonight.
Hi, Black. How are you? This is your girl, Boss Bob. Thank you for tuning in with us again. Myself at Angel Love Sweet. Also, our lovely Nikki Bars, a.k.a. How's Your Head Game, and Mr. Brooklyn Black himself. Hi, Blake. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm chilling, maxing and relaxing, enjoying the day. It's a nice summer day in New York City.
The weather is kind of sucking in. I'm actually living good. Like, I just had the best dinner I think I've made in a long time. So I'm being a fat girl right about now. Like, so hopefully the energy can be real loud.
Wait, so you cooking?
I won't go to sleep. Huh?
I said, so you cooking?
No, I've already cooked and I've already ate. So, yeah, I had made some, I made some chicken breast and I sautéed it in lemon pepper juice. I made some fresh spinach, and I sautéed that, and then I made some homemade beef, broccoli, and rice with cheese. Like, it was delicious. Like, I had to do
my
thing in the kitchen. It was delicious.
I feel real lucky to have missed that, but it's all good. I'll be over there around the 18th to get some of the good cooking.
It's gone. It's gone. Between me and my two hungry hippos, it's gone. Like, it's definitely gone. So we waiting on Ms. Nikki to finish paying her bills tonight, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, I guess I'll go into some things that came across my desk, for some events that are coming up. I want to let you guys know that if you're in the DMV area, there's a strip party tonight at Irvin's from 9:30 p.m. to 4 a.m., the address is 5915 Athens Street in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Make sure you hit up at Mike, N-I-C-E-D-C, and he'll let you know the ins and outs on that. So shouts to him. One of my good friends who lives in Texas, he's having a video shoot on the 3rd of August. It's going to be in Texas on 7135 West Fuegos. So his Twitter name is at Young Chloron. Just come out and support him. Hit him up. He'll let you know the information on that. Also, myself, on September 29th, I will be hosting a showcase in the DMV area at the Atrium. That's in Camp Springs, Maryland. So if you're in the DMV area and you're an artist or a vendor, hit me up. It's from 1 to 7 at Angel Love Tweets. It's my Twitter name. If you're first tuning in and don't, you know what it is, just make sure you hit me up for the information, and I'll see if I can book you in a slot. And also, if you're going to be in the DMV area in September, make sure you come chill with me at the Nation's Classics game on the 1st. Hit up at CEO underscore highlights for tickets and more information. Blake, is there anything that you want to mention?
Well, I just got to let people know that Miss Nikki Bobs is in the building. And August 18th, I will be in the DMV area, hopefully with Miss Nikki Bobs. I'll be on a bus ride going to the Crab Fest on the 18th. So hopefully I got some people with me.
That sounds fun. So Nikki said that she was in the building. Are you there, boo?
She should be.
You might want to check her mic again.
Nikki, what's good?
She definitely says she's here.
Can you? Is my mic on?
Yes, there she is.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? We're just waiting on you to come in. I didn't already did my little thing for the couple of events that was jumping off in the DMV area for tonight and through Texas. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm pretty exhausted, you guys. You know, this whole me back into school for my education is really wearing me out. But I'm doing okay. I'm blessed to be alive and on the radio with you guys. So I'm doing okay. And thank you for holding it down. And just let you know what's going on, Black.
I'm chilling, you know, just trying to hold it down, push buttons and everything like that. You know how I do.
I definitely feel you. Definitely, you guys are rocking out on All Barbs Radio. We definitely have a great interview for you guys coming up in, like, the next 4 minutes. as well as we definitely have a couple of topics, and also want to talk about something that you guys are familiar with, and that's the shooting at the movie theaters in Colorado. So definitely want to talk about that as well. But being that we got about 3 minutes until the interviewee comes on, I definitely want to give some shout-outs. And, you know, I always start off the show with giving shout-outs. So shout-out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs familiar, like I like to say. Shout-out to the All Barbs promoters. You guys are wonderful. Wonderful. You guys help a great much when it comes down to promoting for All Barbs Radio. So I'm very appreciative, as well as you guys hold it down for anything that we do. So thank you so much for your support. I see you. Angel sees you. We definitely don't let that go past. And shout out to all my followers as well. I mean, you know, I'm getting to some Twitter names in a minute because I always tend to fuck up on them. But how was your guys' weekend, Angel?
It was really relaxed. I mean, I pretty much didn't do anything. Just kind of recuperating, really trying to get in the swing of things, coming back to work from vacay. So that's pretty much it.
Black, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty regular. You know, I ain't doing much. Just hung out, did some things, got some work done. It was all good and chilling, you know. Nothing spectacular.
That's dope. So, I mean, I know you guys heard about the shooting, right, that happened in Colorado at the movie theater, Angel and Black?
Mm-hmm, most definitely did.
Definitely. And I was watching over the news today, as a matter of fact, and I was just updated with the story. And I'm saying shout out to James E. Holmes. It's not a good shout out. This shout out is definitely a negative shout out. Shout out to him for being such a fucking idiot who took a lot of innocent lives, who just went to go see a movie, you know, particularly Batman, that, you know, pretty sure these people were fans or they, you know, spoke about it to their kids and got their kids hyped to go see it. And next thing you know, they're either dead today or they're in critical condition or they have some type of thing going on with them from this nigga. So he actually got charged. He's being faced up to 142 criminal charges and possibility of the death penalty. I want to know, Angel, do you feel as though he should serve the death penalty for what he did?
First, I want to say he's a mental ill patient. So what I want to say is, I'm not saying what he did was right, but what I'm saying is whoever had control of his medical file and whoever was placed deemed as his power of attorney needs to take responsibility for that as well, because this person obviously wasn't properly medicated in order to go into that type of psychosis, thing like that, and to perform such an act. But with me saying that someone should be punished, I'm kind of on a wishy-wash with that whole situation, because I know for a fact that, you know, once patients get off their meds, and I know you do too, because you've dealt with psychology and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
they're really not held responsible. So I'm not really sure why whomever was supposed to be dealing with this person one-on-one couldn't see the warning signs that he was anticipating or planning to do something like that. For example, in Maryland, they just recently arrested someone who was planning a copycat off of that event, and he went and bought a Joker costume and went and bought Arsenal, and, you know, he went talking about it, and they actually arrested him for that. I just don't understand why no one caught the warning signs, given that he was a mental ill patient or was he off his meds. Someone else needs to be held responsible for that as well. So I don't know. I really don't know. I can't really say right now.
I mean, as far as, you know, I remember because before we get to our interview, because I know our interview is definitely in the building, but I remember when it first happened how just extra and all these, you know what I'm saying, all these all these shows that talk about, you know, celebrity entertainment, they were replaying the story over and over and over and over and over again. And I remember I was on the phone with Roxy Blue, and I just couldn't believe, like, just what happened. And what he actually referred to everyone in the building at that time as not people, not as human beings, but as the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, because he's psychotic, he has some psychological issues, and he actually really took the movie Batman and really wanted to perform certain acts as if, you know, he went along the guidelines of, I guess, the whole Batman series and what Batman does and what he's significant, you know. But instead of him being Batman, I guess he was posing as a Joker or, you know, the mean character. So he definitely, you know, and come to find out he had, like, you know, he showed no type of remorse. He had, like, no type of, like, reaction as far as his convictions or anything like that. He's just, you know, he's a psychological issue. And with those people, you kind of question yourself, like, just say, you know, do they deserve to be placed in another mental facility or mm-hmm. to be watched, because would they be endangerment to the people that's in jail, you know, that's incarcerated? You know, when it comes down to the death penalty, you know, it is what it is. You know, the government, if they feel like some people should be executed, taken off this earth because they are indeed, there's that much of endangerment to every other human being or every other person. But, I mean, I know that he should just go away for a very long time. If he has life, he's going to die in prison. He has no chance of coming back out. But we'll definitely talk more about that. But I know we definitely have our interviewing in the building. So, as you know, this segment of the show is for you, boo. So whenever you're ready, you can definitely start with your interview process for tonight.
Okay. Is Mr. Sprite in the building?
He's in the building.
Black is out, and is he in the building?
Let's see. Last four digits is 8213. They're live in the building. Eight two one three, you're live on the air.
Well, I guess at bad_company@seas, if you use for tonight, is having trouble getting through.
Yo.
There he is. What's going on?
How you doing, boss?
I'm doing good. For everyone who does not know, well, go ahead and introduce yourself. Let's go ahead and rock it off so we can get started.
My name is King Sprite. I'm representing Crown Heights. I go by the name of Bad Company SP on Twitter. That's my click. Yeah, that's my click. My click is Bad Company, and I'm King Sprite, and my Twitter name is Bad Company SP. I'm from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. I knew Nikki was going to enjoy that. How's the day been so far before we get started?
Yes, I'm sorry, but it's Brooklyn in the building. I'm sorry.
So let's get started. Tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, what you do, your music, its genre, and all of that good stuff.
Okay, all right. I'm an independent artist that, you know, I do hip hop, rap, and right now we just trying to get this label off the ground, Money Bag Business, MBB Music. You know, we got videos and all of that, and we pushing this music hard as we could.
Okay. When did you start music career? Like, when did you start?
I started, you would say, about 11 years old. I was in the fifth grade when I started, you know, really coming into my talent. It got brought out in school through poetry. And, you know, I just kind of figured out that a poem speeded up is a rap, and a rap slowed down is a poem. Once I got that concept, it was over.
Mm-hmm. So, since you mentioned a little bit about some of your music. I want to talk about two of your songs that I actually had the pleasure of listening to.
Okay.
Of course, I'm a woman, so I'm going to go with the one that you wrote about a female, Wanna Sex You. Let me know what inspired you to write that. Was it a particular female that gave you the inspiration? Like, let us know on all bars. We want to know.
Okay. That really wasn't, it wasn't premeditated. That kind of like happened on the spot, you know, going through some beats. And, you know, the beat inspired me. And the CEO of my label, his name is Extraordinaire. He started playing with the tunes and all of that. And he sang the hook and started playing with the tunes. And when he finished, it didn't even sound like him. So I was like, okay, the beat is there, the hook is there. And I just kind of wrote the lyrics off of the words of the hook. He was saying, I want to sex you. You know, so I sat right there and just went in from right there and just started writing first verse, second verse. And we just laid it down. It came out way better than, you know, the end product was way better than I thought it was going to come out like. Because I don't even play with the iTunes, and I didn't really feel, you know, Jay put the death of the auto-tunes and all that, and I really wasn't comfortable with playing with the iTunes, but the end product really impressed me.
I can dig it. So I've got one more I want to ask about. This one, actually, I want you to talk about was actually my favorite because it's something that I personally, you know, live by, the M-O-E-T. And for all those who do not know, is what? What does it stand for?
The Moet. The Moet. Money over everything.
Yes,
I love it. That right there is my man. This is my heart. His name is Starkim Allah. And, you know, he came up with the Moet Project, being that that's one of my comrades, you know, and I had to really, like, support the team. I threw some of the songs up there on my page. There's a song on there that I'm featured with him. It's entitled The Real, you know. I had the misfortune of, you know, taking a state funded vacation for a couple of months, and when I came home, man, he really showed me love. He threw me in the studio with Loaded Lux and jumped on a track, and it was just like love. I got love all the way around the board from everybody, man. He just was promoting me, yo, my man coming home, Sprite coming home. When I came home, man, it's like I fell into a situation where I don't need no studio, I don't need no videos, I don't need, you know, it's like the middleman got cut out, man. We found, like my boys, man, they found out the middleman's job and they fired him. You understand what I'm saying? So the middleman has been fired. We don't need your graphics, you understand, for the CD cover artwork. We don't need your production. We don't need your video cameras and, like, the team, we got that, man. I came home and I'm really blessed.
I love really it. Blessed. I think my favorite part of that song was Slow Death, If You Ever Owe Me Anything. Like, that was a hot one. I really like that one. That's something that I would actually play while I'm, like, chilling in my house or whatever. So anything coming up for you that you want to let the listeners know about? You got any new music, anything you being featured in, or whatever the case may be? This is just time to let them know.
Okay, right now, the project entitled Don't Get Bitter, Get Better is 100% complete. The artwork is done, and that's going out. That's going out immediately. That's like my baby. That's my first, like, real project since I came home. I've been home for about 8 months now. Got two videos on YouTube. I got four Twitters. Two Facebooks, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, you name it. I'm getting involved. I'm here.
I love it. So you heard it on here, Mr. Bad Company in the building. Nikki, do you have anything you want to ask him before we let him go?
How you doing, first of all? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just, you know, wanted to just thank you for taking the time out of your day to be on All Bombs Radio, sharing to me and to everybody else, you know, that's listening, what you do and how you get down. So I definitely just want to commend you and keep doing what you're doing. And whenever you do drop some new shit, make sure you either hit up me or Angela's tweets so that we can get a great lead.
Definitely. Definitely give y'all a heads up.
Definitely.
I also want to take the time out to thank y'all for giving me the platform. You understand what I'm saying and showing me love. It's definitely appreciated. You all appreciate it. Everybody over there is appreciated. And that's coming from me, King Sprite.
I love it. You hear that, Angel?
I love it. And I want to say he is coming from your town, from your city, so you should feel proud of him, Nikki.
I mean, he's from Brooklyn. I'm from the Bronx, but he's definitely in the New York area. So shout out to you from being from fucking New York up north. That's what it is.
Definitely. BX all day. I'm in a BX right now, matter of fact.
Really? That's what it is.
Yeah.
You see? New York
I'm in a BX right now.
We some grinders. I said New Yorkers with some grinders, so definitely shout out to you. And I wish I had some of your music already set up. But your music will definitely be played because I actually do it. I do this on Thursdays as well, and Thursday shows I definitely do cater and play, dedicate the Thursday show to independent unsigned artists. So I definitely do that. So Thursday, your music should be in my rotation playlist so that way we can hear it and we can critique and talk, and my listeners will definitely let you know how they feel about your music.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But as you can see, if you've seen the artwork from one of my older CDs, the word Sprite is got, you know, it looked like an acronym. So I know probably people was wondering, like, yo, what does Sprite stand for? Sprite stands for showing people. Raheem is the entertainer. Now, if you heard this interview, y'all know my real name. If you ain't here,
you missed it. All Balls Radio. I love it. Thank you for being in the building with us. We're going to let you go because Nikki has other callers probably waiting. Like she said, just send us your music, and I'm pretty sure she would love to play it on Thursday. Keep in touch with us, Poppy.
Okay, we also have a new artist on MBB. Her name is Unique. She is fire. Lock and Loaded on YouTube. Check her out, Lock and Loaded. The video is called Swagged Out. It only been up for about 3 weeks, and we pushing 400 views already. She's doing it. E-U-N-I-K-E, Unique. Look for her.
That's definitely what it is. We definitely look out for Unique. Definitely. Like I said again, thank you for tuning in. You should stick around because I got some really good topics that I want to talk about, and maybe you won't be afraid to press one again and comment on what I'm going to be talking about. It's about to be really juicy.
Okay. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
Yeah, stay tuned because I'll definitely be shouting you out throughout this show to make sure you're still with us because I can see. I don't know. So thank you again, and I'll make sure, I've been tweeting it, so everybody that's tuning in listening, y'all heard it, and I'll definitely be tweeting his Twitter name so that you guys, if you heard anything interesting from what he just said and about what he got going on, I'm definitely going to tweet his name so that you guys can network and make that follow. So thank you so much, love.
You're welcome. Love is love, all right?
Yes, it definitely is. I love it when people tell us that we appreciate. Hey, Angel, how you feel about that?
I love it. I just love the fact that, you know, this shit just get real on All Bombs Radio. You just hear shit that you would never ever hear anywhere else. So I think that's the most important thing, and why I enjoy coming on and, you know, chilling with my fam on All Bombs Radio. Like you said, if you missed it tonight, you just missed it, but we got a secret. He don't know this shit is recorded.
I'm going
to go and listen to it again.
Man, it's so funny. But before we go back on the Colorado case, another one of my what?
I was just saying, we got music, though.
Oh, okay. He wants to take a break.
Yeah.
We gotta take a break. I'm just saying, like, we got music, though.
I get that. Right. We have music, though. So before we play some music, can I share something really quickly?
Yep.
Yes, my love. Go ahead. Black is tripping.
Yeah, he is. Well, I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna go back. We're gonna go to a commercial break. But when we come back from the commercial break, since he wanna rush me and shit, he gonna be the first one to answer this. But I definitely wanna know. I wanna know. Does porn stimulate you? And if it does, how? And I also want to talk about the health, and, you know, just I want to talk about porn and what goes on in porn, and, I mean, just besides sex and shit, you know, because every porn, they do different shit, there's different categories. But I want to get into that, and I want to find out how many of y'all get fucking stimulated, and I want to know what it does to you when we come back off of break. So, Black, you better fucking think it over, because you're going to be answering this first, okay?
I ain't answering shit.
You are. So, you're definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and then we definitely have the lovely Southern Belle from the motherfucking DMV area at Angel Loves Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, and we got silly-ass Brooklyn Black from Brigham Radio, and he's also from Brooklyn, if y'all couldn't put two and two together from his Twitter name. But whenever you're ready, Black, let's go into this commercial brisake.
Yeah, y'all already know. August 18th, the Brooklyn Black will be in Baltimore in the DMV area holding it down. So if you guys are trying to get with me August 18th, hit me up. Twitter, Facebook, August 18th is going down. Make sure your money is right because we definitely get it popping.
I hope you put aside my ticket because I've been telling you I wanted to go from before the summertime.
Yo, listen, your ticket is good. Just make sure the money's right.
The money is always right. I want to make sure you have a ticket because you on air blasting it and shit. And then next thing you know, you got people hitting you up. And then when I come to give you the shit, you like, damn, Nikki. I sold the last ticket.
Like
I'm really fucking pissed.
Well, I haven't been invited, so I hope y'all niggas choke on a crab leg.
Nigga, you don't have to do
that. That's all I'm saying. How the fuck you gonna come to my city and not invite me?
But you know what, though? But you should have been on it, though, because this is, like, your city, and you know they do this shit all the time. Us up northerners, we, like, get excited. Like, this is, like, a fucking field trip for us. Everybody's gonna pop on a fucking bus. With food and alcohol, and we're going to get all the way to there, and then we're going to just fucking have fun, and then we're going to have to take our asses back on the bus. But, Angel, we need to set up to where we see you and we meet up with you when we're down there, though, because it'll be fucked up. Like, I was going to make it my business to meet up with you. I don't know about Black. But it'll be fucked up if we come to the DMV area to go eat awesome crabs and enjoy the festivities and we do not talk or meet up with you.
A damn shame on All Barbs Radio.
Yes,
my tears keep falling down my eyes. I'm trying, my heart isn't stopping myself from crying. I use my shirt and my hands to wipe them, but the more they fall down, it gets harder to dry them. Look, it started with a dream, self-esteem and ambition. I threw my line in to that sea like I'm fishing. I'm hoping and I'm wishing the results will suit me. It was an exchange, but insults don't move me. So I'ma work hard, get a start and anticipate. I'm doing this for me, not you, I self-syndicate. The goal is success, nothing less than satisfied. But we don't pray to the death, make you wanna die.
My tears keep falling down my eyes, I'm trying. My heart isn't stopped myself, I'm crying. My shirt and my hands are white, but the more they fall down, it gets harder to dry them.
I'm just starting the game, I'm already on level 3. I'm just like a Sparta, a warrior, a martyr. I made their star, I'm motherfucking father. But I know it's gonna change if I get a bit of stardom. I just dodge them, ram them like a charger. They're sitting on the bench and I'm a North Star starter.
My tears keep falling down my eyes, I'm crying. I'm a heart and myself, I'm crying.
I tear through the booth, I scared off the few. When they hear what I spew, it's clear that I'll shoot. Soon be like a snack, but two pairs of hooves can keep up with that. I speed up too fast, turn around and they vanish. And I laugh so hard that my eyes start tearing.
My tears keep falling down my eyes, I'm trying. My heart is inside myself, I'm crying. I use my shirt and my hands to wipe them, but the more they fall down, it gets harder to dry them.
My pain, if you're listening out there.
My tears keep falling down my eyes, I'm trying. My heart is inside myself, I'm crying. I use my shirt and my hands to wipe them, but the more they fall down, it gets harder to dry them.
Look, sucker, this my gun butter. Street fighter bitches, this the upcutter. Nunchucker, no time to ducker. Sign of the court, cause this is her last supper. Play with me, check who came with me. I brought a couple nines plus the K's with me. I breathe through Queens to check some bad bitches. I stunt so hard, assess the damages. Cause this that out, this is that out. And yes, I potty bitches, go get the bandages. Yep, young yummy, fuck you got from me. I hate a phony bitch that front that tongue chummy. A me top shotta, drop the top chopper. Big fat pussy with the icy watch. I fly is one letter and one number. You whack hoes can get hot for one summer. After that, the queen of still reign here. I'm standing close to these hoes without a reindeer. St. Nick, Lord, hey Rick, I just got a toy, cost $850. Now I'm in the hood, niggas is getting woody. Hit up Hot Topic, Nicki Minaj hoodie. I'm a prank, bitch, I'm a prank. Go to Harlem and get cam. It's tip set. A big jet and got a big check. Now you tell me who the fuck is winning. I'm on my Russell Simmons, Nicki Venom, Nicki Lennon.
Jealous niggas just got me. Watch me tie my lace. Bitches be jockeying, tell by the look on their face. 8 digits I'm clocking, a lot of gold in my bracelet. 7 figures on watches, I told my mama I made it. Made a deal for my project, just give me 10 mil, I'm great. I went back to the project, and 2 mil in Mercedes. I can hear from you later, have a bill me later. I'm on school with the hustle, just gave Rihanna my page. Heartbreak Hotel, I'm in that A-Rod suite. Rolls Royce Wood, I'm talking playoff seat. Know that boy busy ballin', I like to play all week. Monday night with the Raw, I'm pissing man with a beat. Power slamming them hammers, I get you handled for free. So where the fuck is the man? She give me brain while I tweet. DM in the BM, you see him, the fuck is, yeah, you love it. Motherfuckers on my dick, suck it.
See, the car is your European, but got imported from Tokyo. Looking like a shark, the nose call it Pinocchio. Well off, wealthy, LV logo. Middle of July, but the wrist on snow flow. Only do the Aspens, y'all got a poking nose. I'm Sunny and you my son. Closing door. Riding the whip, five on the hip. Lie with the pies, got nine for the flip. High with a bitch, she cry for the dick. Oh my, know why I fly to get. Now I need an aspirin. She says you're on the camera. Girlfriend, you don't know camera from nowhere, so don't go tampering. You just a nail I hammer. Never girl that's on my camera. My name, you cannot stand her at all, girl. Watch your manners. She run and tell her mother. I think I love her, Nana. Because you sat up on my lap. Nah, I ain't Santa. They call me my Viper. OJ, no glove, I knife her. Never be a lifer. Even do Rikers. Why would I fight her? Don't even like her.
Yes, I am your leader. You not a believer. Suck a big dick. Suck a big dick. What's going on, you guys? You're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs. I suck in a how's your head game. Y'all already know who it is. And you're definitely rocking out with Angel Love Sweet. Y'all should fucking know her, too. Definitely got Brooklyn Black in the building. If y'all don't know who the fuck he is, Brooklyn Black holds it down for pregame radio. So, Black, you ready to answer my question?
You know, I ain't scared of you, son.
Not scared of me, son?
All I'm right. Not scared of you. I'm not scared of Angel. You know, the all
you
know
what,
I love
Black?
You
all. You're already in hot ass water, Black, because you're, like, your playlist right now is about to get boycotted. How the fuck are you going to play that wet-ass song, the first song, and you want to even play no fucking 2 Chainz?
That shit was Black,
nigga, because
I don't even know who the fuck it was.
Yeah, who the fuck was that? Nikki, I told his ass to play some 2 Chainz to get me ready for a 2 Chainz album release party that's coming up in October because I will be attending Plus One, haven't decided who my Plus One is going to be. So, attention followers, if you're cute, get
that's
at me because you might be the Plus One. And this nigga refused to play 2 Chainz. Come on now. Come on now. We ain't about
that's
that
what
life.
What
I'm saying, if it's not when it's been on the morning, then I'm not gonna fish. If it's not when it's been on the morning, then I'm not gonna fish. If it's not when it comes to the microphone, with the time to get on.
See, I could do things like that.
Okay, well, don't be faking on a fuck and shit. Like, don't do that. And you made me forget. Yeah, like, who the fuck was that first person you played? And you made me forget to tell niggas I'm coming to Atlanta on October the 6th. I forgot all, like, I forgot to mention that shit. Screaming at you, Black. Trying to figure out what's going on with Nicki Mike and shit.
Y'all be cracking up over here. Oh, my gosh. I love it when you guys write because it gives me the initiative to fucking pick on Black, too, because he be fucking up. You be fucking up, Black, like, not for nothing, though. Like, you know, you be holding it down on the ones and twos, okay? But this is definitely All by Radio, so I think that we should have a say-so. Like, when Boss Live say play some motherfucking 2 Chainz out of this bitch, you should have played 2 Chainz 2 times. Okay?
Yes. Okay? Don't let us say that again. Sorry. No, good looking on 2 Chainz, though, because that party's going to be fucking hot. I cannot wait.
But you know what, though? Yo, what was it? Roxy Blue had, she's in love with 2 Chainz, too, and she was just like, oh, she has a word out, so if you ever hear somebody saying the word swaggy, was that it, Black? She said 2 Chainz is swaggy, I believe, but that's supposed to be, I guess, really, really, really dope, according to Roxy Blue, so 2 Chainz is definitely swaggy.
I love her. She's so funny.
He's swaggy. She was like, fucking 2 Chainz is swaggy. I was like, okay, swaggy.
Yo, does swaggy mean whack?
Don't even.
No,
play.
It does not mean, why the fuck would you say, why would you say does swaggy mean whack? And you was on
yeah,
air
I'm
with us.
I'm just asking. Yo, hold up. I'm just asking. Don't be trying to fight me and shit. I'm just asking the question.
No.
Wow.
Funny.
Swaggy doesn't mean whack because Black, you should know though, because Roxy, remember when we were on the air with Roxy and she was filling in, I was a guest co-host to Angel and she was just like how she made up a word and it was like called swaggy. You don't remember?
I don't remember shit at 8 last night. Like,
you don't remember.
That's bad. But hopefully you remember my question, though, that I asked you before the break, and I wanted to know, does porn stimulate you?
And then I want to know,
besides the type of porn that you told me that you like to watch, what are some of the other ones? Because I know you got some, you know, because I'm not going to lie to you, different names. I don't want to watch different types of porn. I'm not going to lie. So,
yeah, what are you talking about the spot, though?
Because it's not the spot. Let's have a conversation here.
Skinny girl porn, like I'm saying, like, you know, I like when there's light-skinned skinny girls doing the damn thing, and they got their leg over their head, and they getting the business done to them. You know, I like that shit, you know. I like the light-skinned skinny girls doing their thing, you know. That's what it is. That's just common sense. You know, if you know Brooklyn Black, you know Brooklyn Black, like the light-skinned skinny girls doing their damn thing. So why are you trying to put me on the spot?
At all, because I want to know what I know that, but I want to know, so besides putting that leg over the ad, like, what else do you like to see them do?
And, Blake, don't be acting all timid, because I got motherfuckers listening in, so speak the fuck.
Yo, Angel, I ain't even scared of you, so, like, you, like, back there. I'm not even worried about you, sir.
All right.
Y'all didn't answer.
That shit, when you come down here and you fucking be smelling like crabs and shit, trying to slide through my house with some real food, your ass gonna eat with a pork. Okay. While Nikki be in air, when she be in the AC, your ass gonna be on the fucking front porch. Okay. Like, yeah.
Damn black. She just damn sure that was a good one. That was a good one.
Nigga, hold on, wait a minute, y'all. This clown ass nigga just mentioned us, right? And gonna say, damn, y'all acting like y'all never fucked before. Who the fuck is this clown? Like, why?
Whoa.
He's a fucking idiot. And I'm not even following him. Like, he's following me. Like, shut the fuck up with your 177 followers, bitch.
Wait, he got 177 followers and he talking shit?
Yeah, I was going to say, damn, y'all acting like y'all never fucked before. Clown. I'm about to, like...
We can shout this
clown ass out.
I was getting ready to do it. But I was letting y'all vent, though. But, guys, shout out to 92 New York PJ74. Obviously, you don't fuck a lot. Because if you did, you'll be interested in hearing on what the fuck we have to say and what other people have to say about porn. And maybe you would get more calls on the weekday. Maybe you'll get more fucking calls on the weekday if somebody's begging you to eat their pussy because maybe you watched the porn and you saw, you know what I'm saying, you learned a thing or two. Maybe. So how about you calm down on the timeline? Really quickly.
How about you call in so we can see what the fuck is your problem? I want to know how many porno tapes have you fucking watched?
Because,
that's,
you know, if niggas know that I have not done anything explicit or extraordinary or extra inappropriate towards Nikki Barbs or Boss Barbs, you know what I'm saying? I just love them like that so I could talk to them how I talk to them. But I haven't done anything like that with them out of the ordinary.
I mean, I guess if you felt, I mean, you know, you have to put that out there. That's cool. You know, I mean, we talk about topics. We talk about things that we, you know what I'm saying, that's going to generate conversation or, you know what I'm saying, things that are going to generate population of people giving their opinion. It's not because we don't have sex, because if you know me and you know of me and you tuned in, like, I'm one of the biggest freaks that's out there. Like, so, I fuck.
If I fuck Nikki Barbs, you wouldn't know if I fuck Nikki Barbs. I'm just saying.
I'm not even going to justify and say anything to him because at the end of the day, we're winning. Check out records. Check out numbers. And we're going to move the fuck on. Because it's not even worth, like, the time. We got a show to continue. Niggas is waiting to call to talk to us and talk to Black. So, we're going to move on.
Definitely. Well, I want to be the first. Well, not the first, but I'm going to say that, yes, I watch porn, and porn does stimulate me. It stimulates me in a way where it's kind of like foreplay for me. Like, so I'm watching it, and I'm seeing them engage in the, even if it's in foreplay or even if they're actually doing the whole intercourse, like, that's what kind of gets me feeling
very, very horny. Like, a porn will get me horny versus somebody trying to whisper that shit on my ear over the phone. So, Angel, does porn stimulate you?
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of girl-on-girl porn. Yeah, that stimulates me. Just because, you know, it just kind of intrigues me to see if I could do some of the things that they're doing. So it's more of a, like, challenge in some aspects. I really don't too much like the type of porn where it's, like, 4-on-1 girls or whatever the case may be, because then at that point I'm just, like, thinking I'm looking at the Discovery Channel, like, trying to figure out how the hell he get that in them holes, and it's just not,
oh my God.
You know, like, it's not really on that type, but it's more in, like I'm watching some fucking, like, Animals of the Wild type show and shit at that point.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because I'm a big fan of girl-on-girl porn as well. But I wanted to, like, okay, so when I watch it, like, I definitely do, like, 5 stories and 5 stories, like, specific things. Like, I like to watch what's going to get me off. Do you watch them when they encounter with the whole dildo action, when they're, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, one happens to have what you would call a strap, I'm pretty sure you know what that is, and my listeners as well, especially for the fucking gay ones, like, the lesbians and shit, y'all know what's sci-fi. But, like, is that what gets you, you know what I'm saying, like, is that what turns you on when you see another girl penetrate another girl?
My shit, when I watch the Alaskan Skinny Girl porn, you know, I watch it, the scenes when they getting done by the big-ass, black-ass, ugly-lip motherfuckers, you know, I watch those, because, you know, they all small and shit, then nigga be all big and black and shit like I am, and they be giving them the business. So I watch those, but I'm not really for the foreplay or the shit with the storyline, things, you know what I mean? Just get to the business. You know, like, I'm watching porn to watch motherfuckers do the business. So I don't want to see a storyline. I don't want to see somebody doing somebody, you know, just get to it.
I feel you, but I was, Angel, I don't know if you heard what I was asking you before, but, is that what you said?
To answer your question before, Black, like, straight, did all that. You know, like, I like for them just to go straight raw, like, you know, like, no dildos. I mean, because if I want to watch a girl fuck a dildo, I might as well there's a nigga
I'm the same way. I don't, those are parts that I fast for it. You know what I'm saying? Because for all that, I can just actually sit there and put on big booty four, you know what I'm saying? But I'm only taking it back to Twitter really quickly. I know I shouldn't, because, you know, it's really nothing. But I just have to clear something up to, I don't know if you saw Angel, the person that was tweeting us. He says, shit, I fuck, but not to where I go crazy, and tell the world you hoe. So now I'm a hoe.
Repeat it, because I don't even see it. What did he say?
Wait, I'm going to reread it again, and then I'm going to take a caller. I hope it's him. I really do. I'm going to take a caller, but I'm going to reread it one more time for those of you who missed it. Shit, I suck, but not to where I go crazy, and tell the world you hoe. It's not that, number one, like, I really could go in, and I know, like, at the end of the day, this is, like, I have to keep it professional, but I am going to fucking let you know something. I'm not going to I'm not going to go in on him, because I definitely waiting time, and I definitely do want to get a caller, but, I mean, you know, however you feel towards me repeating what you tweeted me, that's just what happens when you mention me, and I'm on, happy to be on the radio. You know what I'm saying? You definitely felt the way you felt. I said something about it. You did not have to respond to it. Obviously, you're listening. So I really do hope that you call me. Because I think you have...
Can I say something for the record?
What?
I just want to say for the record that
I love Nikki Bosch and I love Angel Love Sweets. You know, y'all my booze. I love y'all. So y'all can take it, so the listeners can take it how you want it. But I love y'all. I just want to say that.
We love you too. And I definitely
don't
want to
comment on that nigga because he, like, really.
Yeah, I just, only because you know, like, you know me, like, it popped up. I could have ignored it. I didn't. But I think that's about the last thing I am going to say until, you know, that I'm the person who's listening, you feel me? So, yeah, let me take this next caller. Last four digits of your number is 6759-6759. You're live on air. Caller 6759. Black, is that person through? Angel, do you hear someone?
I'm saying just keep it going. They ain't saying nothing. Keep it moving.
Yeah, so that's also I wanted to, while we talking about porn and shit like that, and also to, like, I want to know, Black, since you watch the whole guy on girl porn and whatever, do you like to watch the porn that consists of, like, or do you find, like, multiple people? Could you like sit there and watch, like, an orgy porn episode and then, like, sit there and, like, masturbate or have that on for a potential booty call?
My thing is, like, nah, I'm more so in a one-on-one type shit, you know what I mean? Like, if it's me and one person, like, I'd rather watch that. I can't watch 80 people plus 80 people doing the damn thing. That's just me.
Angel, how do you feel about orgy porn?
I kind of agree with Blake a little bit. I'm going to say this. I kind of agree with him a little bit, but, I mean, I can watch, like, maybe...
Yeah, she likes that
shit. Not the 80, but maybe, like, the 4 at the most. Because then after, like, 4 people, it becomes kind of weird and a little bit much to try to keep up with. And it is just, like, who's sticking what and where. Like, I don't know. It just seems kind of extra when the numbers are multiplied like that. But maybe if it's, like, something I'm watching with 3 people or maybe 4 at the most, I could see it maybe stimulating me a little bit. Anything over 4, I think I would just be, like, turned off.
To me, I don't like to watch, like, 80, like Black just said, like, 80 I think will be very extravagant, really large as a number, but sometimes to me, you know what I'm saying, it'll just be to where, like, the more people just, like, the different, you know what I'm saying, facial expressions are different, you know what I'm saying, it's different noises, it's, you know what I'm saying, most likely communicating more, you know what I'm saying? They're more likely to talk to one another. So, I mean, I will watch it, but not, yeah, like you said, no more than probably, like, 4 people. Black, would you ever have sex with a female and actually, like, and have a porn on? Because you know some niggas like to watch porn while they're doing it.
I've never done that, but I have had sex and thought of another chick.
What?
If a nigga says he never had sex with a chick and thought of another chick, he's a fucking liar.
Angel. Alright, so... Okay, but this is what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I know what happens, you know what I'm saying? And, okay, so you're having sex with somebody, so that body's in front of you, you know what I'm saying? That person's in front of you, but yet you're thinking about another person that doesn't have the same body, you know what I'm saying, that's physically on you at that common moment. Like, how does that work?
Yes, there was times, I'll keep 120%. There was times I was doing the business, and I thought about a motherfucking barb. Like, you know, it is what it is.
I can't.
It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all about
fuck that. Nah, I've been doing the business. And I thought about a barb, like, you know.
He thought about a barb.
And I'll leave it like that. Like, I won't name names because I won't embarrass nobody. I won't put nobody on the spot. You know what I mean? There was times, like, you know, the business was being done, and I thought about barb. It was just why I was able to go the way I was able to go, because I was thinking about fucking somebody else.
Oh, shit.
Point blank, period.
You reached that climax while thinking about a barb? Damn.
I love it.
Damn. It kind of got me thinking about which barb, though, but you like
yes,
to say you're
I'm
not
curious.
What you said that you're not going to put anybody on blast right now, but maybe you think about that, because I'm pretty sure any of the vibes that's listening, shout out to iGlamourChick81 too. Love you.
Yo,
you know, you definitely.
Yo, wait. I don't want to cut y'all off, but I got to give a shout out to GlamourChick81 because she actually came through and co hosted Pre-Game Rated with your boy last Friday.
She straight up came through,
gave her opinion, and straight up rocked with your man for the whole show, and straight up co-hosted. So, big shout out to GlamourChick81. If you guys are not following her on Twitter.
Oh, shit.
There was shit I was saying that is get any co-host off, and she rocks your boy. So she gets my respect. She gets my heart. Like, I mean, like,
she's not afraid of you. And I'm not afraid of you. And Angel's answer, not afraid of you. We're not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of him. But it's like, you know how I be having like that sixth sense. I don't know. With Black, it could be anything coming out his fucking mouth. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. So, I mean, you know what's so funny? Like, I don't get to feel that way, though. Like, I don't get to feel as though, like, he said anything out the range, like, and put
No. It was just funny. Like, I just didn't expect that.
So,
yo,
I don't know. I definitely don't know. But shout out to Glenn.
So, Nikki, I have a question for you, Nikki, before you take a call. Nikki, so you never had sex with somebody in front of somebody else? I kind of feel bad for Blake because I feel like he's like, oh,
yo,
no, shit, Blake did something
if
wrong.
You don't want them to get thought about Black. I said it.
I've never had sex and thought about somebody else, but I have closed my eyes and just, like, you know what I'm saying? If
she closed her eyes and thought of Black.
I just know. All the time.
This is the shit that happens on All About the Radio.
Honestly, I don't know, because if I'm not affected to somebody, somebody I like, so I'm involved, like, I'm in it for the whole sex shit, I'm sexual, I'm thinking about what's going to happen next, or, you know, I haven't done that, that's why I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you mentally, like, think about, close your eyes and think about somebody else, and then have a totally different person, like, physically touching you, doing, like, fucking you, like, or, you know what I'm saying, like, how does that work, but Black says he does it, he thinks of a barbs, so.
Yeah, I was like, all the time I think of barbs,
All right, we got it, Blake.
I'm saying I do it like that.
we got the point.
We definitely got it, and we definitely do got it. And I definitely, being that you want to start singing and shit like that, you're definitely going to go to another commercial break. And whenever you're ready, we'll definitely be back. Call us up 347-857-4302, All Bob's Radio with Crazy Ass Brooklyn Black. Definitely have Angel Love Tweets and me, of course, Ajay Game. So let's go.
like Mumra. Ancient spirits of evil. Transform this decay form. This one's for my people. Ace sinner is the ever living. Switch my protocol, found a swag that's better fitting. Steroids flow, Giambi, better hitting. I'm sucking grown folk, big guns, never kidding. How pistol grip, pistol whip, headlock, headshot, leg lock, top ropes, leg drop, clothesline drop kicks, clothesline drop kicks. Music to apparel, SK Bizzles on that hot shit. I'm like Christ among you peasant people. I'm like Bullet Tooth Tony with that desert eagle. So vicious, ain't I? So malicious, ain't I? Think it's sweet, bitch, taste me, delicious, ain't I? You can't taste this, that's a no-go. I lock it tighter than a Frank Mir's
home. It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. And yours truly. But when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, Lord, my bitch. Them up on
mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Papa's got a brand new swag. Blue suede shoes match the pedals of that Mercy.
Mercy, mercy.
Mercy, Lago. Yeah. Lamborghini music, green seats, avocado. Whenever I pull up, hold up. Bravo, applause, cheers, stairs, my ball, yeah. Swallow. Bitch. Tough act to swallow. Yeah. Survivor, I'm lava, a rider. Make something out of nothing, MacGyver. 26 inches, yeah. Thin crust tires. Wow. Deep dish rims, bitch, the city's on fire. Man. SK bullion. Kids will run the treasury. Bucks, francs, pounds, trying to shut banks down. Still blowing on the finest. Kush from an island. You gotta get lost just to find it. I'm it, yes sir. High as a hippie, extra spiffy, hot dresser. Balls are hot peppers.
It's my duty to ride with my Uzi. They trying to pursue me. My life is a movie by Tarantino. And yours truly. But when they get a clip of this, they screaming out, mercy, mercy, mercy me.
Shut up, Lord, my bitch. Them up on
mercy, mercy, mercy me.
It does it, it's fuck me, no tell a boy, bitch. No, no, no.
Definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with your girl, Nikki Barbs. Definitely got Angel of Treats in the building. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing lovely.
All right. Definitely about to take a caller really quickly. Last four digits of your number is 7767. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs. Black is the caller through. Andrew, you hear someone?
I don't. I do. I think I do, but they're like really staticky.
Black.
No, I didn't hear.
All right. Well, next caller. Last four digits: 0192. You're live on air.
How you doing?
Hey.
How's everything? This brand new client.
What? I'm not quiet. I'm just waiting.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
But okay, we can hear you. So now that we can hear you, who's this?
This is at brand new Clyde.
At who?
Yo, this nigga is tweeting while he's on the air.
No, but you have to be quiet because he was going in and out. That's why it was like staticky. Is the caller still with us?
Yeah, he's still here.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear us? I'm pretty sure you can hear us. I knew when he was started talking, I couldn't really hear him.
too much. Like, I heard a Twitter name, but I just wanted to make sure I had the right Twitter name. That's why I asked him who.
Well, let's keep it moving.
Yep. Call us back.
Hopefully you call back. I definitely couldn't hear you. Your phone was breaking in and out. But, yeah. Black. I'm telling you, by the next break, though, you're going to definitely say something that I want to hear again.
Wait, so you want to hear Track At Your Slate?
Huh?
I said, you want to hear the Track At Your Slate? Like...
Okay, moving on. Angel, I don't know if there was anything else you had wanted to say to the All Vibes movement and the All Vibes promoters.
Wait, hold on.
You need to back up. Back up. Thank you.
Wait,
did you learn anything in freaking preschool, nigga? Wait your turn. Okay.
I ain't going to preschool.
I can tell. No, I just want to tell all the promoters, I love you guys so much. Like, you guys have been doing a damn thing, outshining the ladies. I love it. I definitely appreciate it. You know, if there's anything you need from me or Nikki at How's Your Head Gabe, you can always hit us up. We will always support you and have your back. And I just want to let people know that to come out and support me on October the 6th, I will be in Atlanta participating in the Prada Academy Walkathon. So if you're not doing anything that day, come out, show me some love. It's definitely going to be a very interesting event. I'm going to be doing a 2K walk for obese children. So just come out for the cause. You know, that's what we're about. We're about more than Twitter, the All Bars movement. We're about giving back to our community as well. So that'll be my time to give back. So come out and support. And pick me up when I pass out at the end of the line.
Definitely shout out to @MontyFly090. Definitely. He's one of my favorite Bob promoters. Nothing against the rest of you guys. Emails and A1 and Nutty and Slutty and, you know, nothing against you guys, but MontyFly090 is one of my faves. So shout out to you. And Black, what were you going to say? Now I picked on you. All right.
Well, I was going to say shout out to the homie Slutty because he does the damn thing. He always calls in. So shout out to the Slutty homie. But I was going to give a shout out to all of the All-Bar promoters. You know, they definitely hold it down. If it was for the All-Bar promoters, they wouldn't know about the call into the show. So definitely big shout out to them. And I was just saying I love y'all. That's it.
No, you wasn't. Like, Angel, do you see, Angel, tell me you did not just keep what I just see. Please.
Yes. I love it. I mean, I love it. It's all right, though.
Just make sure all of the All Bars promoters follow Brooklyn Black. That's all I'm saying.
No. I don't know if I want them to follow you because you didn't go to preschool. And I'm going to follow you.
Wait, what?
Nigga don't have no manners.
He has no manners.
Y'all love me because I ain't got no manners.
but understand this though, like, understand, like, okay, if I say Angel, if I say Black, and I start talking to you, and then you start, and the Angel just comes on, and she's just like, saying blah blah blah, and I was like in the middle of asking a question, how would you feel?
It'd be all good. Y'all know me. You know? Y'all know how Black get down. Y'all know how the Black is. Y'all know how.
And you
Black
know how Nikki is.
Black.
And you know how Angel is. But Angel defends herself, so I don't have to worry about that. But I'll be damned if you do that shit to me. That's all I'm saying. Angel talking to me.
Brooklyn Black will be in the DMV area August 18th. So if you guys are rocking, holler at me. August 18th, we got tickets. We'll definitely get it popping. but I'll be out there. August 18th for Brooklyn Black DMV. I'm there.
Definitely heard that. But, I mean, as far as, what can people expect on the bus, though? You know what I'm saying? On the bus right now.
Well, what you expect on the bus, you expect open bar. You expect as much liquor you can drink. You expect as much food you can eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, just hold your shit because I ain't babysitting nobody. Point blank, period. I mean, so if you come out there to do the damn thing, make sure you can hold your own shit because I ain't babysitting nobody. Point blank, period.
I could agree. I'm going to have fun. I'm not trying to babysit anybody or have to monitor because there will be lots of alcohol involved. But, all right, exactly. Anybody want to go? Because I'm definitely going. And I'm definitely making sure I hit up Angel Love Tweet just because she's in that area. But, Angel, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the whole toy sharing when it comes to porn? Do you think that that's...
You said what, Sherry?
Toy sharing.
I just want to make sure you guys are correct. So you say, like, if I got a toy and I use it on my girl, and I use it on another chick, toy sharing like that?
That's an example. But because, like, you know, like I said, I was our concerned Angel, and I know that she watches Girl on Girl Porn, and they happen, some of them do that. So I wanted to know how she felt about that.
Well, as far as the actual videos, to my understanding, that the whole thing is that they have to adhere a whole sanitary element. So I guess, I mean, if they're really, like, doing what they're supposed to do and they're getting checkups and things of that nature. But me personally, I think that if they're going to share toys, that the toys need to have condoms on them or whatever the case may be, because how many vaginas have that shit been on? I mean, that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Black, so now that we told you that's what it is, how do you feel about it? Would you do that if you even engage in, like, a menage a trois and there were toys involved, you know what I'm saying? And the toys, I guess, were home where you guys were because you invited somebody else inside your home. And, you know, you were using them. Would you, like, double dip like that?
Is what it is. Don't be a fool, wrap your tools up, walk in the scam, protect the clam, as long as you following the guidelines, you good and well. Point blank, period.
So, but you didn't answer my question, though. I said, would you do that in the midst of when, like, a menage a trois, if you was, you know, doing your whole group sex thing?
It depends on the girl I'm doing it with.
You would double dip, meaning, like, you would...
It depends on the girl I'm doing it with. Now, if I'm doing this shit with Nikki Bobs, then, you know, it's all good. Like, you know, I'll throw every bitch out the window because I know she's good, clean, wholesome. But if it's some next bitch out the motherfucking street, I got all precautions laid out. Point blank, period.
Angel, I'm going to let you... take over the question while I fucking pick my jaw back up off the floor.
Why you got to pick your jaw off the floor, though? Like, that's your real shit?
Seriously, I'm still firing it up, so somebody talk for me.
Wow.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a random female... You know, like, if I ever decided to participate mm-hmm. in an event of such a nature, I definitely would, like, make sure shit is clean. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, I don't know where that bitch vagina has been. So,
right.
I mean, that's just me. But I know in the realm of the porno world, they are supposed to get checked and they're supposed to do the things that they have to do to make sure that they keep working. So I guess they really have no risk. Unless it's some low-budget type shit, then I feel for them because I'm pretty sure, like, I just feel for them. But if it's, you know, up to date, some shit that we're all used to seeing the labels on, you know, the packages or whatever, I'm pretty sure that they do what they're supposed to do to make sure that they're clean.
Yeah, I mean, me, how I feel as though, you know, I'm like you said, I'm definitely all the way trying to, if I'm going to engage in that, personally, if you know you want to use a toy, you should bring your own toy. That'll just, two toys are better than one toy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I am. But I'm not going to share my toy with no other female. I don't care if I know you or not. Like, once it goes up inside of me, that's me right there. That's me. I'm resting on that all the time. It's my personal toy. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone the whole toy, you know, sharing thing. But I want to know, too, you know, a lot of people, you see these friends and they like to use lubrication. How do you feel about lubrication? Like, do you feel like it's necessary or do you feel like that's something, you know, that should be used every once in a while even watching a porn, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as you know what I'm saying? They do it on the porns, but as far as you having sex, you know what I'm saying? Would you use all that oil and lubrication that they tend to use?
I don't need lubrication, so.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't understand. I mean, and me personally, I don't see why, if you need, like, this thing about what you're putting in your vagina, like, that's like a sacred place.
Exactly.
I don't need lubrication. Like, my shit gets wet by itself. Sorry. Like, I don't need it. I don't KY, I don't need it. Like, I don't need it. The fuck I need it for?
I don't necessarily need it because, you know, everything be going great down there, but you know, like I said again, like I've seen all the porn doing me just like splashing it up, like oiling it up and putting it on and rubbing it on each other and doing that shit, but I'm definitely going to take a caller. Last four digits of your number is 0192. You're live on air.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Am I the only person that hears the caller?
No. Nikki, I hear the caller too.
How you doing?
Like,
what the? Is the caller still on the line?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Yo, is the nigga shy or something? What's going on?
I don't fucking know, but it's really interesting.
Yo, you need to stop scaring niggas, son.
I don't scare niggas. Niggas need to just fucking sit back and listen. That's it. I don't see how I'm scaring people. But moving on, because there's no way in hell I'm going to say, are you there again? But Black, do you use lubrication when you have sex? Do you be using all those edible gel shit? Why are you always blowing me? Like, am I fucking speaking foreign, Angel? Am I speaking foreign because everything I say?
Right, okay, fuck it.
It's
like,
a
world. But I'm saying, like, I'm not just a scapegoat ass nigga, like. I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all can ask me whatever y'all want.
I think you're a virgin. You don't have teeth. You don't have three sons. You don't.
Stop this shit. Stop this shit.
Because, no, there's no way in hell. Like, if I ask you a question, it's simply because it's like, you know what? You know, I'm not
a
what I
whatever, I'm
but like,
saying,
it's not. I
ain't doing none of the crazy shit
you got there, but I ain't a virgin. What the fuck y'all talking about? You haven't lived a life then because you haven't just. You're not, your sex life is not as talking as ours.
You know, I ain't do shit, but I ain't scared of y'all, so y'all can do whatever. I just ain't scared of y'all motherfuckers.
So you just have ordinary sex. Missionary, what is it?
I'm not scared of you. It is what it is. I ain't scared of y'all.
Do you use all those extra things that they have in the sex stores? Like, do you even go to sex stores? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been to a sex store, but like I said, y'all ain't saying shit. Y'all ain't scared of nobody. Ain't nobody frightened about y'all. I don't give a fuck.
I just have to say something. I think, because when you were coming into the studio and, you know, I mentioned that I cooked some chicken, some lemon pepper chicken, and I think, you know, ever since I made that comment, Blacksmith feeling some kind of way because I told him that shit was gone. I don't know if he's hungry or
like
what the fuck is his problem.
Chicken.
I don't know what his problem is tonight, but he definitely
I don't like repetition.
Wait, I'm cracking up because Mike is so exactly like you're so on the defense to every question that I ask. I feel like, all right, so you know, I'm not gonna ask you any more questions because if you're not scared of me, son, I understand that. Hold up.
Because y'all got all the listeners thinking I'm scared of y'all motherfuckers.
No, we don't. I'm pretty sure I'm always like, Angel.
I'm not scared of the All Bars host. I'm not scared of the All Bars listeners.
I don't want you to be scared of me. What I look like? I'm not a bully. I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter. I'm not. If you piss me off, you piss me off. That's one thing. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like, I'm a fucking down ass cool bitch. Like, I'm cool. Like, I'm not trying to be on here intimidating you, make you fucking scared and all that extra shit. Like,
regardless, I'm still here, so I'm not scared, y'all.
I can save that for off air, but. I'm just saying, like, I just want to know if you use, like, the whole...
I'm not scared, y'all. So that's a no.
So I get that. Angel, have you used, like, you know, the pills and shit?
You said what? Say that again. Have I used what? Say it again.
Like those gels, those flavorful gels that you could put on.
I don't use those because, like I said, I'm real particular about what I
am doing. I'm not scared of the angel
so
or nothing.
I don't use those kind of things. Like I said,
I ain't scared of nobody. Oh, you
can
want.
Can somebody mute his mic?
Nobody.
Like, somebody do that because clearly this nigga is hungry. He's a little edge. Do you need a shot? What the hell is going on with you tonight?
Well, Andrew, you cooking?
Are you cooking?
Back rub?
Is there people listening tonight? Please call in and give him a hug or a fact, Nikki, did grandma cook? She's not making it now, so it's not relevant. Anyway.
Why wouldn't it be relevant right now, so it's not relevant?
Okay, so what's relevant then?
If she's making it right now, it's not relevant. If she's not making it now, it's not relevant.
flag. When you come down to the DMV, I'm going to take you into a sex tour.
I'll be there
all
the same
store. Because
be
we know, nigga, we know.
We're going to take him to a sex store, and we're going to fucking have mad fun. We're going to fucking play with the toys.
About sex stores. Brooklyn Black will be in the DMV August 18th to August 19th. Make a meal for the nigga.
I'm not making you shit with that attitude. Nigga, you gotta make me fill up on crab legs.
You expect her? Why should she even make you a meal? Right? When she didn't even know that you come to the area for the whole class.
Yo, if she wants to cook her fucking meal, it don't matter.
And who do you know in the DMV area?
Like I said, I'll be out there August 18th, August 19th. I'll be out there. So it is what it is.
All right. So he definitely will be in the DMV area. I'll be out there too. If you want, Black, we can go into a commercial break.
I got something for y'all.
All right.
If it's a weapon on the one that I'm not dressing, if it's a weapon on the one that I'm not dressing, if it's a weapon, come to my phone with the temptation phone.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, don't we do this every day, day. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, California Kate. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need soup coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
The bugle has blown the many times, but it's still a one more time. Let's have your mother
let
say with a problem.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat at death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million. rappers taste level ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus, yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Yeah. Niggas is lawin' just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy limo with
Word.
Your girl, she trying to jerk
me.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy limo with
Word.
Your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Yes, yes, yes. It's definitely live. Back on air with us. All Vibes Radio. Nikki Vibes. Angela Seats. And Brooklyn Black. Shout out to CG the Prince. I definitely see you and I definitely support you. 100% on your shit. Keeping it 100. Shout out to you. Definitely an All Vibes promoter. Shout out to the co-owner, Singing Spartan. Yeah, we definitely clowning tonight. We definitely are clowning tonight. Angel, so, how's your week looking like this week?
Well, pretty much, I just started beginning my training for the October event. I got news today that the flyers for the September 29th event got made, so I've been, you know, tweeting that all day. A lot of the promoters been supporting and tweeting that. This weekend, I'm getting my nephew in plus one. So I'm going to be filled with kids this weekend, having fun with them, enjoying life, trying to take it easy this week because when I start training, I'm going to be, like, cranky, sore, agitated because when I train for these runs, I train really hard. I change my diet. I detox. I do everything. So
that's definitely, I wish you the best of luck with all of your training and definitely with the kids. But I know that, you know, you're definitely used to it. Definitely, I wanted to mention, too, as well, like, if you want to create drops for the All Vibes Radio Show, you definitely can hit up my email, which is eodvibes@gmail.com, and Angel. And, Angel, what's your email? You can let the people know what your email is.
AngelicaLoves85@yahoo.com.
Definitely submit some drops. Definitely can hear yourself on our commercial breaks and throughout this show. Hit me up for, you know, for further information on, you know, how you can do it setup wise and everything like that. But definitely, if you want to send us some drops, you definitely can. Definitely can. And my week, I definitely do have a test coming up again on Friday. So wish me luck again. You know, I got a 95, my first one. And then after this, I'll be in my training course for, like, another 2 weeks because I just completed my first week and I'm in the midst of my second. So trying to just get through it and continue on with everything that I'm doing. Shout-out to everybody that – shout-out to Smooth the Dude as well, holding it down.
What? If it's a way it's been on the morning, then I'm not good at this. If it's a way it's been on the morning, then I'm not good at this. If it's a way it's been on the morning, then I'm not good at this. The time that's on.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the flow, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, hey? I work them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk
it
me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins, these soup coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Oh, 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 Kino, you did it again. Brand new.
Time for progression, so I stay finessing. The mics I be blessing. Bars could be charged for a weapon possession. Knowledge acquired without a college direction. It's not my profession. I'm just the best at reaching people, speaking on beat and teaching lessons. This ain't simple English or basic math. Stay on path or crash with your basic ass. That wasted trash you spit it don't make me mad. It's sad. The days of swag I can't wait to pass. Whatever happened to perfecting your craft and making it last? Now they ain't trying to rap if it ain't making cash. Remember when you used to have real skills to spit? Now it's all about swag, real skills to sit in. Who spilled the F or who killed the fifth? Man, Joe already told us who killed this ish. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip-hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip-hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET till they bring AJ and Free back. The spot where the hip-hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip-hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine flat. The metronome used to be the start of the beat, and rap was even peace when they started the beat. These mean Baltimore streets is where it started for me. Now shining over negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee-deep, put my soul on the road, and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast. Man, I sever artery before I honor week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip-hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip-hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, do you
word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Hold on.
Welcome back on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, Angela Tweets, and Brooklyn Black.
definitely want to give out a shout out to Happy Tour Star 100 at Mr. Underscore Chris Underscore P. Definitely at Brand New Clyde. I believe that's the one who is trying to call in. Definitely shout out to at the Mike Green Show. I see y'all tweeting me. Angel, before we get out of here, was there anything else that you wanted to say to everybody that's listening?
No, just I would love to have you guys come out on the 29th to show y'all support for the first event I'm going to be sponsoring. That will really mean a lot to me. And then, like I said, if you're in Atlanta, come pick me up at the finish line. Because I know for a fact I'm probably going to be passed out because Atlanta's going to be hot as shit probably. But that's pretty much it. I'm just, you know, living life, living happy, living free.
Exactly. Black, do you have anything to say before we close out?
I just want everybody to be safe and, you know, have a good time. It is what it is. Fellas, don't be a fool. Grab your toolies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your claim. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is. Let's just be cool with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you, about going on, what you're doing, especially if you know that it's positive. Keep embracing yourself. Keep saluting yourself. Keep motivating yourself. Do what the fuck you have to do so you can progress in life. And like I always say, shout out to all the All Vibes movement, Familia. I see you. Definitely, like me and Angel always say, we definitely have big things for you guys coming up. So definitely keep rocking with us. And definitely catch us back on Thursday. Shout out to Vinny. And whoever I mention, I'll definitely shout you out on Thursday. So, mwah, good night.
Good night.
Yeah, get drunk. Finally, sit. DJ Flavor, L Beats. Check it out. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. That's right. To the east. To the west. Dirty South. Pop bottles and let's get loose. Grab the nouveau. Grab the Grey Goose. Pop the Sky Vodka and the cranberry juice. In the VIP, we love to get loose. Listen up for what I'm here to introduce. Here's that Red Bull that give you the boost. Now you want to wild out, put your hands out. You know we ain't tripping off a half a cup. See Shorty over there with that donkey butt. Got 100 bottles right here, tan it up. New York City, we back, here we go again. I got the juice and gin and we can mix it in. Let's get drunk, drunk, drunk. Let's get drunk, drunk. Let's get drunk. With that brown skin shade. Me and my dudes popping that Ace of Spades. Got that Ciroc with a twist of lemonade. Got a couple of racks for that sexy barmaid. Damn, yo, the party's off the hook. My squad's so drunk, somebody gon' get booked. The bottles lined up, yo, we got that look. We killing off the bar, yes, it's off the book. We got the black card, 100 racks and better. Don't hate on your boy, I got mine together. Drinking Grand Marnier in all types of weather. Drinking Opus One and everything's better. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Just pass me the Bell V. Shorty right there drinking Island iced tea. Know she kinda drunk but she really likes me. Them haters right there trying to really spike me. I'm popping all these bottles, they can really bite me. I do the right thing like the boss Spike Lee. I stay flossed up so you know I'm icy. Got the drinks on glow, Mike bagging wifey. Yo, she feeling kinda tipsy, now she wanna hype me. Watch my talk, hit her with incredible haul. Now she in my Lambo with that sexy walk. I had to bang her out quick, now she starting to stalk. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Let's get
shutdown sequence.